You'd be going to like kind of that side of the water.
Okay.
I took paddle boards down
Oh.
last year on that side,
So how would I draw it?
I
How where
think.
would I walk to go put in?
You're gonna laugh at
Oh.
me? She did it Did you hear that from there? I don't know.
I can't hear anything, but I saw that you were talking because I started recording.
Out of breath.
Wow, you really went for it. I started recording because I thought it'd be funny. So we can listen to it after, but
Went pretty far. That'd be cool if this like detected that far.
someone was like, "Do you know where we can put the kayak?
And Kelly's like, yes.
Do you know where we can kayak?" Kelly jumps up from her beach chair. It's like, "Yes, I do." And then how far did you walk?
Past the bathroom, probably about like 500 meters.
I was like, you could have just told her.
I did. I pointed and then I stared at the direction. I was like, there's nothing there. So
Yeah.
I kept walking a little more. Just I didn't want to send her to the woods. But I think I found it. There was like an opening. You still couldn't really see it. But I'm like, you see that kind of gap there? I think you can walk around and go down the stairs to the water.
Should we test it out to see if it worked?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is a commercial break by Bombtastic Lip Balm. Where do you get your lip balm?
Lip balm for all. You get it at Bombtastic 604.
Congratulations, Lise, on your third podcast year. And many happy returns.
What's your name?
I'm Elisa's mom, Joan.
You've been on the podcast.
And I've been on the podcast before a couple of times.
Sign it.
Oh, sign it off. Bye.
Diablo. Shout out to What Can Go Wrong podcast. Every time they open a can, they'll say Diablo
Why?
or blessings. We are currently in beautiful British Columbia.
At
White
White
Cliff.
Cliff Park.
White Cliff Park, near the water. We're looking at the mountains. Did you see anything when you went to the cliff?
I just saw a speedboat, a ferry boat or cruise ship, and two bylaw police officers.
And which way did they go?
They went left, so they probably passed us already. So we're in Vancouver, and it's no fun city where we're not allowed to drink in public.
Didn't they have like a, didn't they change the law where you can like drink at the beach now?
I think like certain beaches, not
I
all of
think
them.
David Lamb, is it David Lamb
Something like
in
that.
Yale Town?
Yeah. So I got a ticket once, for cracking open a drink.
Did you? How much was it?
No, I didn't. Sorry, I got a warning ticket
A warning
because it
ticket.
was my birthday. They looked at my ID and then they just like poured it all out. Like we were going to a concert. So they're like, if you weren't going to a concert, I would have let you taken this home.
Oh.
They poured like all six cans out.
I remember a long time ago we saw the police coming, and we just like threw our beer like in a bush. And so we didn't have to like empty anything out. We're like, no, we haven't been drinking. And we got away with it.
They didn't see you throw it?
No, because it was dark. So when Kelly said there was bylaw people, I put my drink in my bag, my bombastic tote bag that I used for the first time today.
It's nice. It's like a nice size.
Smaller than a regular tote bag, but big enough to put a lot in. We are
celebrating Bombastic Podcast third anniversary.
The third podiversary. Can you believe it, guys? 3 years.
Was I supposed to answer that?
I don't know. No, I'm just talking to anyone.
No. Time flew by really fast. That is a train.
Is it a train? No, it can't be a train.
Not in the water.
I feel like it's the flute. Oh. Right? Or a horn? What is that? I know that's the airplane, but... Okay. So, if you can hear, these microphones are really good. Mini microphones. But you can hear, like, birds chirp. You can hear, like, a bird chirping. You can hear an airplane in the air. A boat in the water. And, like, a flute horn.
And the leaves rustling. No, that's the ocean waves.
You think it would pick up that much? Oh, you hear the fly too?
Yeah.
All right. So thank you for listening. 3 years in the making. The Bombastic Podcast.
What was your first podcast?
With you. We went to Lindman Lake and it was 3 years tomorrow, May 18th. We went to Lindman Lake. We hiked for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I wanted to do a podcast, but I tried it out and I didn't even think it recorded properly. Like, I didn't think it saved.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Reception, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I recorded it. I'm like, oh, you know what? It didn't even save, whatever. And then we go to the top of the lake. We hang out with people. There's the kid that got lost.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And then we go back down on the way home. I'm like, oh, it actually saved.
That's like a skill to be able to podcast and hike at the same time. It's not easy.
I don't remember what we talked about because I would never, okay, never say never, but I don't like listening unless I'm editing.
Yeah.
Like, what did we talk about?
I don't know. I don't think you
edited it. Yeah, I don't think I did. I think I just talked about the kid that was being lost and we're hiking with this group of people. And yeah. And I remember going to the park after with you. After that, I just started interviewing comedians. And then it just like blew up from there. Started like signing autographs.
Excuse me, Miss Bombastic.
Okay, if anyone is listening and they can hear that like horn, what is that? Is that like a boat? Like, what is that?
Yeah, it can't be a train because that's the ocean.
Yeah, there's no train around here. I got a few shout outs. At first, I'm like, I have no friends. I only had like one shout out, but then I got more. Shout out to Travis from It's Funny You'd Say That podcast. Over the 3 years, he has been on the podcast. We did you were on it too. The Swapcast.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I think you were.
No, I wasn't.
No? Oh, okay. Never mind. So shout out to Travis from It's Funny You Say That podcast.
Three years. Where does the time go? That's what people my age are supposed to say. Now I'm 35. And we're supposed to say things like, where did the time go? Or hand me that granola, you know, because we're fucking getting old. So anyway, hey, it's Travis from It's Funny You Say That podcast, the podcast I do now once a month. You know, the one I used to do so many more times, but I only do once now. So anyway, hey, Elisa, this is your 3-year anniversary. That's fucking rad. That's, no pun intended, bomb. Also, I was thinking about this because, you know, bath bombs. So when you put them in the water and they, you know, and they kind of, they don't blow up, but they you know, because they're bath bombs, okay? Like, but like bombs exist, you know what I mean? So like, are people going to have like a misconception of an actual bomb? That, like, because what if they think, well, I'll just set this here, and it'll go, no, boom, bye-bye, you're gone. That's basically how that works. You blew yourself up. So I'm in line at Starbucks, and I'm tired, and so you're getting tired, Travis, right now, and this is the thing you're going to play on your podcast, and if you don't play it, then we're going to have a problem. Actually, we won't at all, but I'm just saying, this is what I'm giving you, this magical little time. So anyway, we've done a few podcasts together. We've had a lovely time, you know, and a nice friendship building 3 years. Wait, did I start talking to you when you started the podcast? You already had the podcast. I mean, how many episodes in? Because I went back and listened to all of them. You had like 24, I think, something like that. I don't know. You know what they say? Where does the time go? And pass me the granola. Okay, well, I'm going to go. Just so happens I'm going to edit this and then send it to you. Okay, so, you know, all right, get out of here, you little scamp.
So check out It's Funny You Say That podcast. He was sick for like a long time, but now he's back. And check him out. Chico Choose Me. Podcast from El Paso, Texas. They left a lovely voicemail that I will insert right here.
Hi, this is Mario.
And this is Lydia.
And we are from the Chico Chisme podcast. And congratulations on Bombastic's 3-year celebration.
Congratulations, Bombastic.
And shout out to Texas Chuckle from Dallas, Texas. I will insert the shout out here.
Three years for the Bombtastic podcast. That's 3 years of bombtasticness, and that's 3 years of running the motherfucking podcast game all the way in Vancouver, motherfucking Canada. Thank you so much for creating such a fun podcast. I'm glad to have been a part of it, to continue to be a part of it. And can't wait to do another episode. And man, wow, 3 years. I hope y'all have fun at the party. Let me know how it goes. And viva la bombtastic. I messed that up, but dang, my bad. It's your boy Texas Chuckle. Peace.
And shout out to Arash Tahiri. He left a lovely message. Okay.
That's nice.
You know who he is?
No, doesn't ring a bell. Who?
Arash. All the way from Mount Pleasant.
Oh, Arash.
Mm-hmm.
He says something when we say pickles.
Pickle Rick. He has a thing. He's going to get mad now.
What?
Every time we, like, have pickles, he'll be like, Pickle Rick, and I'll make fun of him. And then I'll get even, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Where I was like, can you repeat that? So and you can hear.
It wasn't funny anymore.
No, he said he only does it when it's not expected.
Bombastic Podcast. Happy third anniversary. Hope it will be 30 years. Yeah, some of your episodes have me laughing so hard. That's one of the things I like about the podcast. Yeah, keep it going.
Okay, just thinking about the like old podcast episodes. What was your favorite? Was it when we were at the beach? Would you rather? Hawaii? Airport in Mexico? Lin-Min Lake in Chilliwack?
I think I want to say my favorite was the one in Hawaii, not because... I don't know. It was my favorite because it was chaotic. It was like memorable and like something you wouldn't think would happen.
Okay, because this is our third podiversary, we'll tell them about the what do you call it when you're in the back room?
What?
You have a backstage pass. Mm-hmm. What do you call that when you're like
VIP? No.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, if you listen to, I think it's like episode 70.
Sure, something like that.
Hawaii. Everyone was crazy in the hotel room,
like in
Hawaii.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
But when you're a host of a podcast, you have to get them in order. If you're a real podcaster, you have to have some kind of order, right? So I took out the part where I'm like, shut up.
I just kept going.
Because we were all drinking. And then, like, I think some people were, like, smoking weed. And there was, like, if I didn't say shut up, we wouldn't, like, be able to have a regular podcast.
We wouldn't have, like, gotten a single word in.
We wouldn't. We wouldn't have any questions, anything. We need structure. If you have a podcast.
It was fun. It was a nice experience. They were all good people.
Yeah, we love everyone.
Yeah. And there was one advice one of the guys gave us about climbing coconut trees.
Yeah.
What was it?
Go ahead. You want to climb the coconut tree? Go ahead. And how about the airport in Mexico?
That was fun.
Yeah.
We just left Mexico,
Cancun,
and we left like Irma. We said bye to everybody, and then we saw them at the airport again.
Yeah, we went through security, and then we went to the shop in the middle of the food court, and then we saw them there. And we decided to record. And how did I record?
We were on the floor, on your phone.
In between the, what do you call it? The aisle?
The chairs?
The aisle of chairs. I was on my knees with my phone out. I think someone is chasing the Canadian geese.
Yeah, they're doomed.
So we took a washroom break. I went in and it sounded like someone was crying. So while I was peeing, I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna have to save someone.
Did you ask her if she was okay?
Not while I'm in the stall, but I came out and I looked at her. She was fine. She wasn't crying.
Oh, then.
And she even like let me like wash my hands first.
Maybe she was like sniffling from like allergies?
Oh, maybe. But I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to pull a Kelly and help her out. Nothing wrong with that, but yeah, I didn't know if you were coming back tonight.
Would have been there for ages.
I know. You probably would have like taught her how to kayak too.
Hello, I'm Adam Dominguez, class of 2003 and a half, because I got held back a little bit. My favorite band is Sugar Ray. My favorite singer is Dave Grohl. Oh, wait, no, wait. I meant Kelly Clarkson. My favorite soap opera is definitely Dove, Phantom of the Opera. It doesn't leave any residue, and it smells pretty good. And it has that big, giant chandelier crash at the end. This is AI generated. This isn't even really me talking.
When you walked in this morning, I was listening to Ask the Fellas podcast. Mm-hmm. And they were asking a question. And I thought, why don't we give them a shout out? Because they're a really great podcast. And they've been podcasting for more than 3 years, like a long time. Mm-hmm. So the question that they were talking about was, would you rather clog the toilet on the first day of your new job or a first date?
Where's the date?
Well, like, I'm guessing you're, like, at home and your date is there and you have to go to the washroom. So would you rather clog it on the first day of your new job or the first date with your new guy?
I would clog it at the first day of work and blame someone else.
What if it was only you and someone else working?
That's a sad office.
You want to hear what? Do you remember what? Did I tell you what I did the first day when I started my job?
Did you clog the toilet?
No. I threw up in the garbage can.
Ugh.
Yeah. But no one really cared. We thought it was funny. It was because I was sick.
Yeah, I would clog the toilet at work because they have to pay to fix it anyways. So
yeah, I wouldn't care, but they seem to care because they're like, oh, you'd be known as the person that shitter? Like shitted. Yeah,
well,
would you rather like throw up in a garbage can or clog the toilet?
Throw up in a garbage can, because then like I would have to pee.
But if you think about it, why didn't I just use the toilet to throw up?
Why didn't you?
Because I thought someone was in the bathroom and I was new. It was my first day and I knew I was gonna throw up, and I saw a big garbage can and it was just
valid. I think I would, like, my instinct would be to throw up in a garbage can,
right?
Anyways,
yeah. And instead of just ignoring the fact that I did that, I told my new boss, I was like, I need to tell you something. And she's like, what? Like, I threw up in the garbage can. Because I was like, what if someone takes out the garbage and they're like, what is this? You know?
Well, it's garbage. Garbage stinks anyways.
I know, but you know, it's a clear, you have to have a clear garbage bag.
Oh.
Right? So I was like, you know what? It's better to be honest.
I need to let everybody know that I am being forced to make these audio files as Elisa knows where my family is. I am terrified for my life, and I just need everyone to know that if you do not hear from me again, Elisa has the combination. Please, just let my family live. Please let them go. They've done nothing to you.
Would you rather live in a world where everyone tells the truth but is often hurtful, or live in a world where everyone tells pleasant lies?
Like, they're just going to lie, like, all the time, 24/7?
They're going to, like, make you feel better with a lie. Or that you can hear the truth, be hurt for a little bit.
I think I would just rather know the truth.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah, I don't want to be, like, fake happy.
Yeah. I'd rather know the truth and get hurt a bit. than to live in a lie.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a pet hamster that insults you or a parrot that repeats everything you say in a mocking tone?
The hamster.
It'd be kind of cute.
I feel like the parrot, wouldn't that be like annoying, like for the parrot?
Yeah. Yeah. So, everything you say.
Yeah. Hamster would be cute.
Because I don't think they would have like a big voice.
Yeah.
I'd kind of smile if they like insulted me. I like a little insult.
Like, you can't take that hamster seriously.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather live in a world where everyone tells the truth? Oh, wait. I just... There you go. What bird is that?
Not a peacock.
This is like ASMR nature slash anniversary slash... How to kayak.
Watch them not even be able to hear the nature sounds. Every 2 seconds, we're like, what is that?
But the kayak lady was really clear.
Yeah, well, I was right beside her.
Oh. I'm sure they can hear the boat right now. And that flute, whatever that was. Oh, by the way, I'm going to have a bombastic jingle created
by who?
Mark Weber.
Ooh.
He is the Tejano accordion player in Texas.
You haven't heard it yet?
No, he's creating it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and he's been on the podcast. I've had another musician on the podcast, Petunia. From Petunia and the Vipers. When I like first started, I was so nervous.
I think I remember that.
I was really nervous. I'm like, every time I have a guest on, I don't want to waste their time. And I want to make it like good for people listening because I don't want to waste their time either. Right?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of pressure. But it's fun. What do you rate the nude vodka soda?
I kind of like it.
The nude?
I'd do like a 9 out of 10 for a nude vodka.
9 out of 10?
Yeah. I like it better than the original ones. These aren't as fizzy.
The grape is good. Is it all grape?
Yeah. And they fit in, like, your cup holder nicely.
So, last year, it was cold until, like, June here. But finally, the sun is out, and it's May, so. Okay, we have a shout-out from Jonathan Rios. I have to read it. Hopefully it still records. Here we go. Are you ready?
Ready.
Congratulations from Arizona. Happy Podiversary, Bombastic. It's a long way from huffing and puffing up a mountain trail on day one. Definitely a unique podcast with fun guest interviews and stories. Never know what's next. Shout out to Kelly and all the other podcast homies.
Oh, that's so nice.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. I said just in time for the plane to go by. Thank you, Jonathan Rios. I just sent you your order for the podcast tote bag and mug and some other things to try. And shout out to Travis from It's Funny You Say That Again. You know why?
Why?
Have you ever listened to his podcast?
No.
Good job for being honest, Kelly. I'm proud of you.
Because he made fun of my outfit.
He made fun of your outfit?
He called my sweater a pajama?
No, I did. And then he was saying like, oh, don't let Elisa.
No, this was a different sweater.
Right. Okay, but You should check it out because it's really funny. I gave him a shout out just now because he would get so mad if that plane went by. If you ever like listen to his podcast, he will like be podcasting and you can't even hear the truck driving by, but he'll like get so angry.
Like road rage?
Yeah. He'll be, well, he's parked, but he has road rage, but he's not going anywhere because he's podcasting. But he'll be so mad that someone started their engine down the street. And that's why I had to give him another shout out. And also, all the voice messages, for some reason on Anchor, it's not working. So they're just sending it straight to my DM. DM?
Yeah. I don't even have to listen to his podcast and I can already imagine how he would be like.
Right?
Yeah.
It's funny you'd say that.
What's up, you guys? This is Joshua Higuera, all the way from California. Go check out Bombtastic's podcast. It's an amazing podcast. I'm going to be a special guest here soon, so go check it out. I hope to see you guys soon.
Would you rather sell all your possessions or sell one of your organs?
What's worth more? How much is an organ?
Would you rather, you'd rather have organ taken out of you or like things that you own?
Things that I own.
Right?
Just get them again.
Even though there's like probably like pictures and... Oh, would that mean like my phone?
Buy a new one.
Yeah, but pictures of my dad and family and all.
Maybe like do an iCloud transfer first?
iCloud. Trick them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, if we could do iCloud, I would get rid of all my possessions. There's nothing that I want to hold on to. You can't take a U-Haul to heaven.
No.
I got that from a pastor, by the way. I didn't think of it.
But have you ever collected something?
Yeah.
Like what?
But I can give it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever collected anything?
When I was younger, in like elementary school, I had like a whole bunch of those like small Winnie the Pooh things with like costumes on them. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
But they were like Winnie the Pooh's dressed in like a skunk or like an otter.
You know what? I kind of remember that.
I had so many.
It was like a plastic one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what, like $2 each or something like that? And I had like so many.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to them.
I collected so many things. Like, I collected Archie comics. I had like over 300. I used to dream of having, like, getting Archie comics. And my allowance would be $7 a week, and I would save up for them. And also, I used to collect animals because my dad built Noah's Ark. Like, he hand-built a Noah's Ark, which is very detailed. And I would go to Superstore and get a new animal each week to put in my Ark.
You said an animal.
Animal? Yeah.
Like a whole pig.
Yeah, like a plastic pig.
Like a real pig.
Oh, I wish. That'd be cool. I've also collected bottle caps, stickers, rocks. Would you rather drink gin with Ryan Reynolds or shoot tequila with Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Tequila with The Rock.
Me too. Actually, they're both fun people, but I feel like The Rock, I don't know, something about The Rock.
Like his muscles?
And like the way he thinks.
Yeah. I feel like I just like stare at him.
And he's so happy.
Yeah.
It seems like he always wants to have like a good time.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a permanent clown face makeup on your face? Or always wear a chicken suit in public? So would you rather have clown face makeup or wear a chicken suit in public?
I guess the chicken suit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel like I would scare myself, like, if I had the clown face.
But then you'd be wearing a chicken suit.
That's okay.
You'd be a chicken.
Yeah.
That's fine. Chicken. So it covers your whole body instead of just like crazy clown.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Be a crazy chicken. That's fine.
Would you be like a crazy chicken?
I'd be like, oh,
sorry,
off, motherfuckers.
Sorry, Travis. Okay, Kelly. Whenever you hear an airplane go over you, do you ever think like the possibility of it falling down?
No.
Oh, I do. Is that weird?
I just think, like, where are they going?
But do you ever think, like, it can possibly crash?
No, I try not to think that.
Well, I try not to either, but it happens.
I don't know, it just doesn't pop up in my head.
I don't remember where I heard it, but someone was listening to music, and he got hit by a helicopter because it crashed.
Holy shit.
Because he didn't look up. So even though you don't think about it, you should look up.
I'll look up.
Yeah. Just for protection. I think it would make sense to have a chicken suit if you had no makeup. So people know the chicken suit isn't like...
Yeah, it could be like my day job. They don't know.
Yeah, but you'd be wearing it like at night too.
That's fine.
But at least your like face isn't covered in clown makeup. Yeah.
Will just be known as the chicken girl.
You know, I did in school, I had to do a social studies project, like a speech, and I chose the chicken lady. And it was like a news article where she like ate chicken for like a long time. I forget how long to lose weight in her arms.
Oh.
And she did it, but she would like never touch chicken again.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah, the chicken, I feel like if you're wearing a chicken suit, people are more likely to kind of like, you know, just point and laugh, and you guys can just all laugh together. But if you had like a clown face, I think people are more likely to like scream at you, run away, maybe punch you by accident because they get scared.
Babe, do you think if you're sitting here in a chicken suit, that people would like go near you and like ask if you know where the kayaks are?
Maybe. I'll be like, look up.
Okay. Would you rather have a pet dinosaur or alien from another planet?
Ooh, an alien.
From another planet?
Yeah. I don't know why, it just sounds cooler. Dinosaur might eat me.
What was your favorite dinosaur when you were growing up? Pterodactyl? Man, a lot is going on in this park. My favorite was the Brontosaurus. The long neck.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, that's... ate plants.
It'd be cute.
Mm-hmm.
Ride him.
Yeah, like the Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
After work, or to start work, or is it to end? I don't know. Okay, would you rather eat a sandwich filled with jellyfish tentacles or a pizza covered in gummy worms?
Jellyfish tentacles.
Really?
Yeah, sounds delicious.
Isn't that like...
That sounds, I don't know, that sounds really good to me.
Don't they sting you?
Are they cooked?
I don't know.
Well, I cook it. Then it sounds good. Like barbecue it.
How does that sound good to you?
I don't know. Jellyfish is delicious. Like, there's an Asian dish. It's actually like jellyfish. It's really good.
When you eat the tentacle?
They cook it in a different way. I don't see the tentacles. I think it's just the soft
part. Just the top part, right?
I guess so. But I feel like the tentacles could be good too.
Maybe. I think I would go with the gummy worms on the pizza. Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year?
Win the lottery next year.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Even if you found your true love, I feel like you'll still get hurt eventually.
Why?
So much commitment.
It's their true love. Your true love.
Well, I thought that many times.
Yeah, but that wasn't your true love.
Then how would I know this is my true love?
Because the question is, would you find your true love today? So, like, whatever you thought your true love, you were wrong.
Okay.
But your true love.
That's okay. I'll find another one.
And win the lottery. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
There will always be somebody there for you. You don't have to rely on this one person.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to, like, find someone that was perfect for you.
Yeah, that's nice. But I think I'd just be, like, paranoid the whole time and just be like, nah, this isn't real.
Why?
It's all of it, out of nowhere, this person.
This is a commercial for a bombastic therapist.
I think I just have, like, trust issues. I'm just traumatized. I just don't believe that someone's just going to come here now. Tomorrow.
Well, I had a lot of things happen to me. And if a new person comes, you try and trust them.
If you were to ask me this question 5 years ago, I would pick the true love, I think.
If you asked me this 5 years ago, I would pick true love, but I wouldn't be the same person. But I feel like I can still find true love.
The lottery's nice, though.
The lottery's nice. I know, I'm thinking.
You can travel, do all these things.
That's true.
And then a love will come somewhere.
Because they want your money.
Yeah.
You don't trust them. I was thinking that, like, if I ever won the lottery, guys.
I'm not telling anyone.
I'm not telling anyone.
Hey guys, it's Dave Jokes from the Mindless Digital Podcast, and I just wanted to wish a happy third podiversary to Elisa Harder from the Bombtastic Podcast. She has had 3 awesome years of shows, and she's been putting in work, starting out as a dedicated podcast listener, and now an actual host herself of a podcast that features great guests, such as myself. Awesome topics and segments. And I just expect more good things coming from her. So, Elisa, congratulations again and keep them coming. Later.
A week in a forest or a night in a real haunted house?
A week in a forest.
Me too. Never eat watermelon again or be forced to eat watermelon every meal.
I don't mind not eating watermelon ever again.
I don't even like watermelon. I know. So, yeah. Would you rather have your dad go through your messages or have your mom go through your search history?
They both don't know English.
But if it was in Chinese?
You can go through my... Oh, either one. I don't actually know really care. My mom can go through my search.
Would you rather... Yeah, I feel like my mom too. Never brush your hair again or never brush your teeth again?
Hair?
Yeah. Teeth? Oof. Yeah. Would you rather lose your sense of smell or lose your sense of taste?
No.
Mm-hmm. Winter every day or summer every day? Yeah. Never fall in love, never have any friends.
Never fall in love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. All right. Thank you for joining me for the third anniversary.
Oh, thank you. A happy podiversary.
Should we cheers?
Cheers.
Cheers to
3 years.
3 years. Whoa!
Holy shit. That is a raven?
That is a raven. Wow.
Huge.
I was going to say pterodactyl, but it's a black raven. I think that it's time. That means it's time to go.
So
Thank you so much. We love you. Have a good night.